to KMOX.com, and that brand-new website, incidentally. You might want to look at that and upgrade and update. Well, let's upgrade and update you. Let's go to the doctor right now and find out what's going on with your health. And you have, well, a lot of people probably have the flu. I'm not sure. Dr. Jim Compton, Dr. Compton from St. Louis University, and he also has his private practice as well. Nice of you to take the time to speak with us tonight. I hope you are well.
Oh, very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. What happens when the doctor is sick? I didn't have thought of that before. What do you do?
Oh, we get sick because we get exposed. That's why they recommend healthcare workers be sure and get the flu vaccine and any other vaccine that happens to be in the area that your surgeons should get, hepatitis vaccines and whatnot in case you get exposed. So you get sick. It happens.
It does happen. And what about the vaccine, the flu shot, or as most people will call it? Are people still getting this? Is it too late to do it?
It's not too late. I mean, the best time to take it is in October or November because it takes 2 to 4 weeks for it to start working. And then the flu season hits around the holidays and then goes through until March or April, depending on where you are. So it's not too late, though it does take 2 to 4 weeks. So we're at the end of January almost. So we're looking at almost March. But even a month of coverage is still better than none at all.
Yeah, better than getting the flu, that's for sure.
Oh, hey, yes.
All right, what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms for most people if they... And what is the flu? It's not the H1N1 now.
Well, that is a strain of influenza. There are multiple strains of influenza. Usually the vaccine contains usually three different strains. Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization, in concert with about 130 different influenza centers, study the trends throughout the year, and then they make recommendations, usually three, to what they believe will be the most common strains that are going to be around during the year.
Sure.
And then each country has their own advisory committee or we have the Centers for Disease Control, and they agree on which viruses should be selected, and then the FDA approves the resultant vaccine. It's grown in eggs. Right now.
You mean like chicken eggs?
Chicken eggs, interestingly, it takes 3 chicken eggs for every vaccine, for one vaccine. So if we had a pandemic, a big epidemic, and we needed, say, 300 million shots, it would take 900 million eggs to grow that. So that's a big problem, especially when some of the strains are avian or bird strains, and they kill birds.
Mm-hmm.
So it kills your supply of chickens, and you can't make vaccine quick enough. So they're working on a new technology using mammalian kidney cells, and they can be grown rapidly, and you avoid all the problems with egg allergy, which is one of the major contraindications for receiving the vaccine.
Sure, they always ask you that.
Yes, because it is grown in eggs, and if you have an egg allergy, you can't take it. Now, with this new technology, you'll be able to.
Dr. Compton, I heard that there's the H1N1 is sort of... going wild in England. Have you heard that report?
Yes, I have. We haven't seen a whole lot of it here yet, but possibly because we've been now vaccinating for 2 years for it. So, but at any time, one strain can become very virulent and can turn into a pandemic where not only is it more frequent, but it's also more, the virus itself is more effective at infecting you. So it just becomes out of control, and that's what they were worried about with H1N1 last year.
Right.
It didn't really pan out totally, but...
But then there are other people, besides people that have an allergy as far as allergic to eggs, there are other people who should not get a flu injection, a flu vaccine.
Yes, there are. obviously, the first thing is if you're allergic to eggs, you can't get it. If you've had a previous reaction to a flu vaccine, an allergic reaction, you shouldn't get one. Some people wait, human nature being what it is, they wait until the flu is going around. They get the vaccine, and then a week later they come down with the flu. They want to blame the vaccine for it, and it really isn't. It hasn't even started to work yet. But they'll say they're allergic to the flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, but if you've had a true reaction, then it's contraindicated. And if you've had a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a degenerating neurologic condition that can be from the vaccine can cause it, that would be a contraindication also to receiving the vaccine.
And we're going to come right back. If you've got a few more minutes, I want to talk to you about where your practice is located. And, you're with St. Louis University Hospitals. We're talking to Dr. Jim Compton and about the flu. We've got a couple more flu questions. I want to ask him some other things, too, about various tests that you may want to get. Many people bypass some of these things and say, I don't want to do that, but maybe you should. Well, we'll talk about that, like colonoscopy, for example. Hey, my name is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service at KMOX, KMOX.com. In case you've just tuned in, it is official now. The weatherologists from the Weather Channel say, well, you're probably going to get 3 inches of snow. Just what?